fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, if we want to improve our wages, if we want to improve our outcomes for kids.
Fighting for Idaho.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous.
Fighting for you.
We just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals and then provide the best individual education for every student.
My life at school, it's very challenging, but I choose to accept that challenge.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Win cash right now. Call 877-854-WINS. That's 877-854-9467. The 25th nationwide caller wins $1,000 on 580 KIDO.
And good morning. I hope you're the winner. Kevin Miller in the morning here from Bora High School, 580 KIDO. Thanks, CapEd Credit Union. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Sarah Christensen with us, a student, a junior here. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Not bad. So tell me about your course load today, your classes. What are you doing?
Well, I just came back from PE, and I'll be headed to some history, and I have pre-calc to go to, and then some student council, actually.
Now, are you one of these folks that does the 0 hour? Is that mandatory or optional, the 0 hour?
It's optional here. Yeah. It's actually a really good thing because people can get ahead on their courses.
Get ahead? I mean, we're talking 6:53 in the morning?
I know, yeah. That's crazy.
That's wicked early when you think about it. So talk a little bit about student council life. Is it... what do you all do?
Well, we're very involved here at Bora, and so we kind of just keep up with all the activities going on. Right now I'm actually working on a winter service project. Mm-hmm. It's a canned food drive for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Oh, that's a wild crew over there.
Yeah. And so we're involved with that, and then just kind of the little things around the school to make sure everything goes smoothly.
You know, we've been asking teachers, and I think you're the first student in our nine schools that we've been to here at 580 KIDO that I'm going to ask this question to you. Mm-hmm. We've been asking teachers how education's changed and how they learn from students. So mm-hmm. you as a student, how do you sometimes help your teacher, whether it's with technology or something mm-hmm. else? Any examples that you could give us?
Well, sometimes they ask for feedback, and I think that's really important for teachers to know. And so I'll give them some feedback and just kind of help them in that area. And I think technology has a lot to do with it, just because sometimes there's a generation gap.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, you grew up with the computer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when we take a look at working with people, is that one of your motivations to work with people?
Definitely. I love working with people. It's just, I think it's a positive experience.
Indeed, and you make a big difference. Mm-hmm. How much homework do you have every night? You know, it's funny because people would like to know that, I think.
I want to say I probably have around like two hours of homework after school.
2 hours of homework.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I know.
So I guess you're learning time management skills as well.
Definitely. Huh? I think that's a big part of school in general.
Now, anything else that you would like to share with us this morning here at 580 KIDO?
Well, I'm actually on the cross country team.
Okay.
And so that's a lot of fun. So along with homework, I have some training to do outside of school. And I recently competed at state. So it taught me responsibility and just like to get somewhere you have to work hard.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I'll be thinking about you today when you're out training.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Good luck to you. Let's move along here. Thank you again, ma'am. Great job. Appreciate it. 580-5436. 580-KIDO. People are dealing with the election yesterday. Now, true believer, let me ask you this question. Has your life changed at all? Has the balance been restored to the force? And you know what I'm talking about with the election of one political party over another. 580-5436. 580-KIDO. One issue that is going to be trouble on the waters already is the issue involving immigration. Let's hear from Rachel Sutherland with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO.
At a post-election news conference, President Obama said he'll look for ways to work with the incoming Republican-controlled Senate.
Let's get started on those things where we agree.
But he also said he may use executive authority on immigration before the end of the year if Congress doesn't pass a reform bill he can sign. Presumptive incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks
the president choosing to do a lot of things unilaterally on immigration would be a big mistake.
McConnell saying it would be like waving a red flag in front of a bull. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
I think it really comes down to whether or not you want people to work together. And remember the big issue out west and kind of here in Idaho, but we don't talk about it much because of you have certain industries that are dependent on either migrant labor or people that are not here that are documented. Remember the big issue in Arizona, Arizona 1070, and people were making a lot of unfortunate allegations against the government in Arizona, particularly the governor, Jan Brewer, and saying that she's a bad person, racial animosity and everything else. But when you take a look at it legally, and folks, you know this, you know, sometimes in the media we tend to hype things up. Now, I've never done that. But when you take a look at things from a legal perspective, getting rid of the hyperbole, all Arizona 1070 did was enforce the federal law. And I don't know if the word is funny, but the world that we live in today, you speed, what happens? You get a ticket. In fact, on that new road between, what is it, Chinden and Old State Street and Highway 16, you know, that should be all the way to the highway as opposed to just to Chinden. You know the one I'm talking about. You got the police there, whether it's Ada County or the Star Police, and they're looking to see if people speed because apparently going 65 for like a half a mile isn't enough, or a mile or 2 miles isn't enough for some people. And whether it's the connector or Cherry Lane or what have you, or downtown, if you speed, you get a parking ticket or you get a speeding ticket. Moving on to my next topic. You park illegally or your meter expires. God, love the meters downtown. You get a parking ticket. Now, those are rules and people are accountable for those rules, right? Only in the goofy world of American politics could we actually have people sitting down breaking the law and the institution known as government saying, well, we need reform. What really is reform if not enforcing the current laws, right? Enforcing the current laws is what they teach in school, which is what they teach everywhere else, right? Just something to think about here at 580-KIDO. 580-5436-580-KIDO. So the big question, how has your life changed when we're talking about the election? On the other hand, in honor of Alma the anti-fracker, fracking appears to be in the news. And this is something that we can all agree and disagree on, that we need lower gas prices. And isn't it amazing that here we have, whether it's locally or nationally, gas prices going down to $3 a gallon. And remember, back in 08, it was $1.84. Oh, to see $1.84 when we're talking about gas prices, right? I mean, could you imagine if gas were $2 a gallon? And this is one thing that I'd like you to help me with at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I'd really like you to help me with this. And we have surpassed Saudi Arabia. We have surpassed all the countries in the Middle East when it comes to oil producing, gas producing, natural gas. We're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. And yet, here we have our gas prices. We should be happy and celebrating that it's $3 a gallon. I'd say it's $2 a gallon. Look, whether I'm running for mayor of Star or governor or what have you, and I'm not running, I'm running to be your morning guy every day, and that's more competitive than politics, everybody, much more competitive. I'd say if I'm elected, I'm lowering the price of gas. If I'm elected, we're going to have a committee. We're going to make sure that you have every advantage. And fracking has done wonders for North Dakota, Wyoming. Now, Alma the anti-fracker, not too happy about it, but it's coming to Idaho. People having jobs and real-life opportunity. And yes, we need to protect wildlife. And yes, we need to protect cattle. And yes, we need to protect our water. So on one hand, we have booming Keystone not even on the table. And we're already producing more than Saudi Arabia. We've won. Does it feel like to you when you go to the pump? Are you happy about that when you go get your gasoline? Remember, getting, charging, buying fuel crosses party lines. And yeah, we've got Mitch McConnell. He's going to do more than Harry Reid. But in reality, and maybe this is a good lesson for our folks in the Idaho delegation, and perhaps I failed you with the Kevin Miller sayonara softball questions all the time, but I, you know, again, I like to have conversations with folks. You come in and ask the tough questions at 580KIDO. Maybe it's time to, that, you know, every time we have somebody on, like when we go to the schools to talk about textbooks, maybe it's time to say, why don't you introduce legislation to open up Keystone and to create some fuel jobs? That would be cool, right? On the other hand, you have people like our friend Alma the Anti-Fracker that have an issue with fracking. Let's listen to an episode of, believe it or not, the longest, I believe this is true, the longest running series on television, otherwise known as The Simpsons.
You, Mr. Texan, oil wasn't enough. Now you're going after our natural gas.
This whole building is just a facade for a drilling operation.
Indeed it is. Evergreen Terrace is built atop a massive shale deposit.
Mr. Burns, have you no regard for the life and health of your fellow human beings?
I don't recall. You haven't bested me. I will find a way to shatter that shale.
What makes men like you think you can do whatever you want to our planet?
Maybe the planet wants a strong man to take her by the hand and lead her. It's fracking time.
Homer, turn off that horrible machine!
You don't know anything about hydraulic fracturing. You've just been brainwashed by liberal TV shows who use fracking as an easy bad guy. But it can save this country.
There we have it. Fuel prices and fracking. More on that in a minute at 580KIDL. Let's go to the phones. Ronnie from Caldwell joining us now from Bora High School. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, man, dude. How's it going, man?
Man, I'm loving it. I love being in the hallway. It's great.
I mean, dude. Hey, congratulations, by the way. I know you're pretty excited about your big wins and all that. And I wish I called in on fracking, but I don't really know much about fracking, but I do. I've got some questions for you about the skulls, man. I'm not feeling too hot today, by the way, if I don't sound like my normal self.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
One of the things that my friends and I, we've been sort of wondering is you've been to all these schools and I listen to you all the time and you've never done like a list from any of the schools like doing comparisons.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So when are you going to do a list? Because.
Oh, like a power ranking list.
Uh-huh. One of the most important things in my power ranking with the schools is who's got the hottest teachers on staff?
Always an interesting share that you bring to the morning here at 580KIDO. Ronnie?
I think that makes a difference, though, you know, because if the teachers are hot, it's going to motivate the dads to get the kids to school on time. You know what I mean?
Well, words to live by. What was your favorite topic in school, Ronnie?
My favorite topic in school? Oh, Dave, for sure, woodshop. Woodshop was sweet, man. We'd make all kinds of cool stuff, man, and bowls to eat out of and things to do stuff with.
And look what it's done for you now.
I know. I'm good with wood, dude. I'm real good with wood. And
thank you,
you
for sharing.
Something made, I could do it for you. I was.
How about a paddle?
Oh, dude, you know something? That's funny you say that because I know you and I are probably about the same age, dude, and I got the paddle a couple times in public school even, man. They used to just say, Ronnie, get in here. And then I'd go in there and the same thing would happen, man. It's like bend over and grab your ankles and whack.
Ray, we need to save that one, maybe even for a drop. Bend over and grab your ankles and whack. Words that are certainly worthy of Idaho's most distinguished and first radio station, showing once again the intellectual firepower that this program draws in and recruits.
You know what you're about, dude? You're all about diversity, and that's the thing to do these days to be popular.
Ronnie, once again, proving why school is important.
Over and out, 10-4.
Time for traffic. It's 8:25.
Load our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Bora High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I don't know if it's Firefox or I guess it would be my browser, WordPress. They haven't updated the word fracking. It's still, they want to say it's franking, but that's what we're talking about this morning. Fracking in the state of Idaho, and you heard the Simpsons talking about the evil oil companies. And on one hand, it's economic opportunity. On the other hand, if we're making all this oil and natural gas and gasoline and everything else, shouldn't our gas prices be a lot less? The old Bill O'Reilly line, who's looking out for you? Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to George in Star at 580KIDO. Good morning, George.
Hi, Kevin. Great show this morning. Great topics. Hey, I wanted to just mention you your last few minutes of statement touched upon so many things that are ailing our state. One of them is a state of mind. I don't know what it is. I've been railing about fuel prices for my whole life. I mean, even as a kid when I pumped my, I had to deal with the Gulf oil crisis, back then. Ever since then, I said, this is crazy. I always knew it was, and I still believe it's a totally artificial thing. These prices are coming down, basically just to get people's guards down. But it's beyond that. It really is. There's something wrong with our mental state of mind, because when I see people getting excited about, that the gas has gone down 10 minutes, I go, what? That's not what I really say, but I say, what? It should be $1.50 a gallon. I really believe that. I really believe it should be $1.50 a gallon. And everyone, you'd think, look, if I can convince you that it's artificial, can you do something about it? And you just get that attitude that, well, that's just how it is. It's always been that way. Or some excuse for not demanding that we change. I've rallied against Governor Otter for lack of leadership. Why haven't the northwestern states formed a consortium to open a new refinery, not to export, just for our own benefit, that would bring the price down? And not even our finest legislators don't come up with creative thinking like that. And rudderless leadership at the top and the bottom and in between, and everyone just goes along with it. I'll never give up, but you know what? It sure takes the wind out of you here we are. We're preaching to the choir. Your audience is the brain trust of the state. I really mean that. I mean that sincerely. Everyone who's listening has really got their and radar up, their listening, processing. You just think, but we're preaching to the choir, and the only thing that's going to change that is one by one. We've got to, and what is it? How far do you got to go to wake someone up? I mean,
George, you've hit the nail on the head when you're talking about we just get used to it. The high cost of gasoline. Oh, we should all be happy. Where is the critical thinking skills? Where's the personal responsibility? And your idea about a refinery? That is huge.
But it should be coming from our legislators, obviously rudderless. But why aren't the people demanding it? I give myself credit for thinking, and I really am so grateful for your audience there. God, what a wealth of talent we have. I really mean that. And yet, the majority are just, well, that's just how it is. It's not our job. That's what they're there for, but they don't vote. You know what I mean? It's a whole, and there again, I don't want to get into hyperbole, but and we don't mean to offend people, but my God, the lack of critical thinking here is just, astounding. It really, I just don't.
Well,
I don't get
especially
it.
When you're talking about something as simple as gas.
Yeah, absolutely. Or people's wealth. You know, I tell people, look, you're having half of your money taken away, over 50%. And I don't know about you, but when I was a younger man, I've been on fire about that ever since. And people, you even explain it to them and they go, well, they just walk off or they just blaze over and wow, I guess that's just how it is or how it's always been. And, you know, it's amazing. Amazing. But you're doing a great job, Kevin. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good one. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Kevin Miller is back at school.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Can you please open your textbooks and we'll get started?
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers.
I love my teacher.
Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
580 KIDO at Bora High School. Mark Jerome with us. He's a junior here who aspires to be the Baron of Barbecue. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, we're just shooting the breeze here off the air, and you don't know where you want to go to school because you're still in school, and you know, you think yourself, what are you going to do? Well, look, I got to get through my junior year first before I decide on the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm just really focused on keeping my grades up and my junior year and focusing on all the priorities I have to do here. I mean, school comes first, but then I have sports and lots of other things too. So right now I'm just focused on schoolwork, but, you know, definitely looking into colleges this year.
What makes a difference to you concerning a teacher or a class that you have that moment where you get it?
You know, I think it's really just where they, like, sit down with you and rather than, I think it's the individual work, rather than up in front of the whole class. I think a lot of my aha moments have come just when the teacher's been side by side with me and one-on-one time just explaining things to me. That really helps me a lot.
And that makes a difference in your world. Now, you were talking about going into business, and we were trying to figure out once, but you have a very specific, at least right now, goal. Please share that with people here at 580 KIDO.
Well, my eventual goal in life is just to own my own barbecue restaurant. It's always been an interest of mine and my favorite food, and I figured those two would go together really well, and that's where I just want to go.
Well, we can't wait to be at your restaurant. You know, now, do you like the ketchup base or the vinegar base? Or, I mean, there's so many. I mean, barbecue has just become such an industry. I'm sure there are tons more, you know?
Yeah. I really just like that sweet barbecue rather than all the, you know,
and then you got the smoke and the this and the everything.
Yeah.
The rub.
Oh, yeah.
Just amazing. When you take a look at sports, how big of a difference has that made in your life?
Sports have really made a very large difference in my life. I remember the first time I ever really got into sports was back in fourth grade. My dad signed me up for a club basketball, and that has just led me through sports and life. And without that, I don't really know if I'd be playing all the sports I do today. And it's just led me to make many more friends than I would have and many new opportunities, I mean, and many different places I would have never been without sports. So,
even though you have a couple years left at Bora, what do you think you'll take from this place that will live with you for the rest of your life?
You know, I think I'll really just take the friendships here because, I mean, you can't go down the hallway without someone saying hi to you or asking you how your day's going. Everybody here is just really thoughtful and likes to know how you're doing. And
I have to say this is probably the most sociable school we've been to.
Yeah, everybody here is just pretty close, to be honest. Everybody is pretty close with each other, and they just like to talk. And
isn't this crazy doing a show in the hallway?
I know, yeah, with everybody walking through right now.
Right. This is what it's about. It's organized chaos.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, even just passing by, somebody passed me on the shoulder. Everybody's just so friendly here. And
exactly. Anything else that you'd like to share, Mark, with people listening at 580 KIDO?
Just keep a lookout at the Boar Sports this year, and watch out for us in all our sports this year.
You got a name for your restaurant yet, or maybe you don't want to share that with us? Someone might take it.
Oh, just Jerome's Barbecue.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Mark Jerome with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. We're once again in the hallway here at Bora High School, having a good time with the future of America, having a good time. And I got to say, and those of you that are so kind to share your morning with us each and every day, whether it's the 8 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock hour here, I have to tell you that this goes back to the very roots of this program, which took place in the state of North Carolina many years ago. We just had this idea, hey, let's start meeting the people. And what's lost today? What have we learned today? The ability to communicate. We have more ways to communicate with one another than ever before. Oh, the dreaded email, the texting, and everything else, right? And yet we still don't communicate, and it gets into angst and anxiety and everything else. And it just hit me one day, let's go hit the schools. And then we had props 1, 2, and 3, right? Remember that? And it was the schools. And it's a never-ending issue here, right? A never-ending issue in our beloved gem state with a standard of living, a quality of life second to none when we're talking about faith, talking about family and freedom. And it just hit me, let's go back to the schools. And remember, we started off with the Boise schools a couple years ago, and we were, you know, kind of in the library, kind of in an office, and we just didn't get the vibe. Because what's the magic of radio? Music, theater for your ears. Food, information you can't ignore. So, again, I always love being in the hallway just because we're with the kids. We're with the students. We're with the teachers that make a difference. We go to Liberal Steve with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Liberal Steve.
Miller's my name. Talk is my game. I'm here 5 hours today. Liberals, stay away. You fired up? Are you ready to rumble?
Bring it, Timmy.
Go ahead there, buddy.
Bring it.
I am ready to rumble. 2015 is going to be keen. And all those yahoos out there calling in about gas and always talking about gas, 99.9% don't even keep a log in their car. They have no idea what they're spending. They don't know what their mileage is. All these yahoos out there making minimum wage, driving these junk cars. Every time it goes up 10 cents on the gallon, they're 9.25. They're trying to get an hour. They just lost 10 cents out of it per gallon. Per gallon. So there goes your wages, baby. Get into school, get educated, and kick these Republicans out.
That's not very bipartisan.
I'm bipartisan.
I thought you were going to talk about fracking.
I'm for fracking. And I'm
now, by the way, with all due respect, and those of you keeping score at home understand this at 580KIDO, you know, you have no credibility. You have no credibility, Liberal Steve.
Carry on. About what? Name one thing I'm not credible on there, Mr. Miller.
Well, I'm running for governor. I'm not running for governor. When you see Senator Fulcher, you're going to be Governor Otter. When you see A.J. Belukoff, you're going to be Governor Otter. When you see Governor Otter, you're going to beat them all. I was with you all the time, Butch. I mean, really, you know, really, let me finish my sentence, my statement, please. You have no credibility. Even Andy Kaufman had credibility.
Putting words out there and lies out there. If you got it on tape, sit back, baby, but you don't.
Oh, the book's out on you. We don't need any tape.
You're just squawking in the hallway. Hey, I pick my battles, and when I pick my battles, I win my battles. This was not the time. This was not the place.
I see.
2018, things will be keen. Liberal Steve will be sitting in the big house, and Mr. Miller, you'll be looking for a job.
I'm looking for a job every day, Liberal Steve. Thanks.
You stay fired up. I love you, man.
I love you, too. I miss you.
Republican, I love you.
You're a great American. All right, there we have it, 580-5436. Let's get back to the issue of fracking, because now we have the mainstream media, through the television show The Simpsons, that has decided to send an anti-fracking message.
Someone is fracking under our neighborhood, and I know who. It's you, Mr. Texan. Oil wasn't enough. Now you're going after our natural gas. This whole building is just a facade for a drilling operation.
Indeed it is. Evergreen Terrace is built atop a massive shale deposit.
Mr. Burns, have you no regard for the life and health of your fellow human beings?
I don't recall. You haven't bested me. I will find a way to shatter that shale.
What makes men like you think you can do whatever you want to our planet?
Maybe the planet wants a strong man to take her by the hand and lead her. It's fracking time.
Homer, turn off that horrible machine!
You don't know anything about hydraulic fracturing. You've just been brainwashed by liberal TV shows who use fracking as an easy bad guy. But it can save this country.
There we have it from our friends at newsbusters.org. Kevin Miller in the morning. So we go back to the public perception of fracking. I'm sure Alma, the anti-fracker, would would actually write that script from The Simpsons. Now, look, we all want lower fuel costs. What we don't want, though, is the damage to the environment. We don't want the issue involving fracking and not get the payoff. As George from Star hit it out of the ballpark earlier, where are the leaders that have promised so much? You know, they're talking about these big issues involving immigration and health care. What about fuel prices? As we've talked about, dear friend, for many, many years, life is not complicated. You either do it or you don't. You either commit or you don't. You either make the play or you don't. We can rationalize everything and come up with excuses why things don't get done. And if you want to stimulate the economy, you want to make America better, you lower the cost of fuel. Well, Kevin, the oil companies are overtaxed. I'm sure they are. In fact, I'm sure the oil companies have been kicked down to probably the second most profitable companies. Oh, no, they're still number one. Yes, the poor, pitiful oil companies that use our natural resources, that get the tax rebates, and then send the jobs and send the surplus gasoline over. You want to do something good? Flood the market, get it down to $2, $1.50, and you won't believe. Well, I think you could imagine just how much disposable income you'll have. 849, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO from Bora High School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. Time for traffic at 5.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
854, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Not bad. I like being in the hallway.
Sounds like you're having a good time down there.
Well, you know, it's pretty festive.
There's nothing like being with the youth of the world, is it?
You know, once I was a youth.
So weren't we all.
Exactly.
So why are we still talking about this freaking fracking? We don't do any fracking in Idaho.
We're fracking now.
Where?
Where? Over in Canyon County and Jerome and everywhere else.
They're still drilling wells.
I'm sorry. I didn't finish my sentence yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Over there with Alma. Pay it. Everything's going on. She's on to you.
Everybody's on to me. I have to look at it this way. We haven't got any fracking being done yet in Idaho. I'm sure that at some point in time we're going to have some. But if it's done in the proper manner and the water is tested before and we're not getting into any aquifer fires and the drilling is done in a proper manner, there's not a proud problem with fracking. It's been going on for 50 years. People can't get that through their heads. It's just got to be done properly with good people doing the drilling.
Well, you're a guy that trusts big government to rein in big business. How do you see that playing out?
Government reigning in big business? Listen.
Look at what we've done with the schools and the prisons.
When big business,
and the Wi-Fi and everything else that you've always given us with your talking points.
When big business supports the candidates who run for office, you know that there's collusion. You know that they're working together. I mean, when in the last 50 years have we not seen big business influence our government? You know, when you've got over, 2,000, 3,000 lobbyists in Washington, for crying out loud, we've got them sitting right here in our state capitol. We gave them a room.
I think you're just going round and round here. So on one hand, you say fracking's good because they'll be good boys, and then when I give you examples fracking, of no oversight,
no,
all of a sudden now you're going on the lobbyists. You know, that may have worked. Hold on.
Said,
that may have worked before the governor was reelected, but we live in a new world now. You need to do a course correction.
You're over-talking me again, as usual. what I said was, is we keep an eye on these people who are doing the drilling. Just like BP said what a great job they were doing in drilling down in the Gulf until they had an explosion on an oil rig.
These things happen.
Well, exactly, but by the same token, people weren't being careful and people weren't watching what they were doing. There has to be some kind of oversight on this drilling.
Are you defending high oil prices?
High oil prices shouldn't be as high as they are. I agree that they are artificially inflated. You know, when we start paying, the people in Chevron have the only pipeline that comes up here from Utah. They've got a huge refinery down there. And you know, the gentleman was on earlier. Great idea. Let's build a refinery out here. The problem is we haven't built a new refinery in 33 years, and nobody wants one
right
in their backyard.
Good point, Tea Party Bob. We got to go.
Take care. See you later.
See you Saturday. Our friend Tea Party Bob. Kevin Miller in the morning for Borah High School. Time for traffic. We want to thank everybody here at Borah High School. We want to thank our friends at CapEd. But, again, to the students, parents, faculty, staff, amazing, amazing day today. If you missed any of our broadcast, you can get it at any time at 580kido.com. Give me a follow on Twitter, Kevin Miller Show, Facebook, Kevin Miller Show. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.